Watch, Antifa attacks then runs away after Patriot group fights back. By Bob Price on December 5, 2020. Antifa members came out to challenge a Patriot group in Olympia, Washington, but retreated after the group fought off their attack, according to witnesses and Twitter posts. The Antifa group reportedly posted a bash fascist poster on social media before the incident. Multiple brawls took place in the Washington capital city of Olympia on Saturday after an Antifa group showed up to confront a Patriot group. Independent videographer Andrew Duncombe told Breitbart News in a phone interview. Antifa didn't expect to be outnumbered, Duncombe said. They quickly retreated after the Patriots fought back. Antifa put out flyers saying they were going to show up to bash fascists. It didn't go well for them today. All my video footage of the brawls. Black Rebel, Andrew Duncombe, at Space4Sousa_, December 6, 2020. Duncombe said the Patriots' protest was peaceful until Antifa showed up and began breaking into vehicles and stealing flags from the cars to burn in the street. The first fight broke out near the state capitol as punches and pepper spray flew freely between the groups. At one point in the brawl captured on video by Duncombe, a shot can be heard and multiple people reported, shots fired. Antifa put out flyers saying they were going to show up to bash fascists. It didn't go well for them today. All my video footage of the brawls. Black Rebel, Andrew Duncombe, at Space4Sousa_, December 6, 2020. A man in a bright yellow shirt can be seen pointing a gun into the crowd. Someone can be heard yelling, "Kill that son of a bitch," and then a shot is fired. It is not clear who fired the shot. The video also does not indicate anyone was hit. Twitter user Brian Conley, a self-proclaimed journalist and security trainer, posted a photo from a trusted source. In the thread, the source claims he is the person who was shot. "A scuffle started when the chuds rushed and I was in the front. I got punched in the head, and bear maced," the alleged victim told Conley. "I have no clue what was going on besides that because shit was so crazy at some point during that a gunshot went off. Then I looked under my clothes and was like, WTF is this shit, and turns out I got shot. 3/3. CW image of the individual's wound below. Wound, pic.twitter.com/asset4wex. Brian Conley, at Baghdad Brian, December 6, 2020. Independent media PDX reported that Olympia police arrested the man in the yellow shirt. Individual who fired his gun earlier in the day can be seen at the 23 seconds mark pointing his firearm at protesters. According to an Olympia police officer, that individual has been arrested and they are currently investigating the shooting. #Washington#Portland#FightPic.twitter.com/e4lqfbwb79. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, December 6, 2020. Olympia police officials tweeted confirmation of the shooting and the subsequent arrest. "We did make an arrest for a subject that appeared to fire at least one round from a handgun into the opposing crowd. Any witnesses to that crime should contact at OLE PD through the 911 system." Olympia Police Department, at OLE PD, December 6, 2020. A second brawl began as Antifa attempted to burn a flag Duncombe said they stole from a vandalized vehicle. Several people get involved in the fight and one man, armed with a rifle, manages to secure the flag from a fallen Antifa member. Black Rebel, Andrew Duncombe, at Space4Sousa_, December 6, 2020. After multiple people engage in the altercation, the man in the yellow shirt can again be seen pulling a pistol and pointing it into the Antifa crowd. Third brawl between Patriots and Antifa, one man is seen pulling a gun. pic.twitter.com/c6lanaku6. Black Rebel, Andrew Duncombe, at Space4Sousa_, December 6, 2020. Antifa again retreats from the confrontation. Antifa Watch tweeted the Patriots were called to rally for a reopened WA event on Saturday. Antifa responded, calling the group Nazi punks, and urged followers to turn out and squash fascists. A #SeattleAntifa/BLM group with several members recently testing COVID positive is planning a counter-protest at an event in Olympia this Saturday. Also, the fascist Nazi event they claim is really just a reopened WA event hosted by a Republican representative. pic.twitter.com/xcgutrecht8. Antifa Watch, at Antifa Watch 2, December 3, 2020. Videographer Andrew Dencombe told Breitbart News things were different this time because Patriots outnumbered Antifa for a change. If 200 Antifa showed up, it might have been a different situation, Dencombe said. This time, the Patriots won and Antifa fled. In October, Dencombe experienced the other side of being outnumbered when an Antifa man wearing black block sucker punched him at a free speech rally in San Francisco in October, Breitbart News reported. The attack left Dencombe with at least two teeth knocked out. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.